Taoism is a religious tradition that began in China about 2,500 years ago, at about the same time Confucius lived. While Confucius was interested in how people treated one another, Taoism is a spiritual philosophy that focuses on a person's outlook on life and the world around them. Taoism is practiced today in China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, and Thailand. But there are Taoists throughout the world. Taoists believe that humankind, nature, and heaven are all interconnected and that harmony exists when everything acts according to its own nature. Living in harmony with one's own nature is known in Taoism as Wu Wei. A person who practices Wu Wei avoids aggression and bends to accommodate life's problems rather than break under their weight. A Taoist strives to live in harmony with the natural order. The natural order is an unknowable force called the Tao. Tao can be translated as the way. Taoists view the Tao as the connection that makes all life and movement in nature possible. They believe that when a person lives out their life on earth, the Tao returns them to heaven. The Tao is composed of two opposite energies called yin and yang. Taoists believe everything in existence has the characteristics of both the yin and the yang. The yin is cold, dark, and mysterious. It is associated with the earth and is female. The yang is warm, bright, and positive. It is associated with the heavens and is male. The interaction of yin and yang are revealed in changes. These changes include the seasons, along with the flowering of living things and their eventual decay. Taoists believe earthquakes, floods, and tornadoes are the results of disturbances of yin and yang, but they believe in time, the Tao will reassert itself and order will return. Unhappiness in life comes from people acting against the Tao by disrupting the natural order of life. Taoism developed during a period of disorder in Chinese history we call the Age of Warring States. Local warlords engaged in battles. Greed was rampant and many Chinese people lived in a constant state of fear. Legends say the founder of Taoism is Lao Tzu, though it is possible he never existed. Lao Tzu is said to have been a scholar who worked as a keeper of records for a Zhou lord. Lao Tzu was unhappy with the moral decay of his time, so he withdrew to his home to think about the meaning of life. Lao Tzu's meditation made him a very wise man. Once, while traveling, a gatekeeper recognized Lao Tzu and asked him to write down his wisdom. According to legend, Lao Tzu wrote the Tao Te Ching, then rode through the gate, never to be seen again. The Tao Te Ching means the way of life. It is a very short book, and English language translation is only 128 pages. The Tao Te Ching recommends bending to accommodate rather than breaking under the stresses of life. The book discourages learning or ambition, instead stressing that we should live according to our nature. It places nature above culture and the solitary individual above society. According to the Tao Te Ching, inaction is better than action. By not allowing events to unfold according to their nature, a person has challenged the Tao. Many Taoists compare the Tao to water. When it is restricted, water seeks the weakest spot of any obstruction and applies constant force until it is free. Given the slightest opening, water will pass through and will widen the opening if possible. Water always seeks to do the easiest thing for as long as it can. The Tao Te Ching says there is nothing stronger and weaker than water, and yet there is nothing better for attacking hard and strong things.